The Committee on Agriculture will meet this week in Rome to discuss a wide range of issues, including family farming, sustainable agriculture, food safety, governance, and much more. This committee is the governing body of FAO, and the discussions and reviews of programs and policies happening this week will ultimately determine the work and program strategies for the organization going forward. Here to explain some of the issues on this year's agenda is Mr. Robert Gay, Secretary for the Committee on Agriculture. Mr. Gay, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Regarding FAO's strategy for improving food security, technical papers submitted to the committee for review are calling for a new food chain approach. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, the food chain approach refers to the necessity to consider all points in food chain. That means from pre-production, production through the consumption by consumers. And at each of these points, we have to see where we can actually solve the problems of food contamination, whatever can actually decrease the quality of food.
Was this approach not happening before? How does it change the work of the organization?
Yes, this was happening, but we need to reinforce this strategy, particularly in developing countries. This approach and this discussion will show to the government how FAO is ready to support actually the capacity of countries through the scientific advice that FAO provides to build the capacity to be able to apply the standard, the international standard, and be able to positively affect trade.
Water governance will also be discussed this year with a specific focus on water management. What are the issues there?
The basic issue to know is that there is an increase in demand for water. The demand is growing for irrigation purpose, for domestic use, for raising livestock, for manufacturing, for electricity, and so on and so forth, for industry in general. Now, how do we make sure that we have rules and regulations, we have institutions in place to regulate the use of this water? We are here talking during this meeting about water in the country that will serve for food security. You know, water for modernization of irrigation in the country, water quality issues and water pollution issues, water tenure issues. So these are the issues that are going to be discussed by countries to see how they can put the effort, the strategies together at country level to address in a coherent manner.
Investment in agriculture will also be discussed in terms of data collection and aggregation. What are the proposals and how does that fit into FAO's overall program strategy?
Yes, concerning investment, we are talking about investment in agriculture, which the information about this investment at national level is important. And here we are talking about physical investment, and we're talking about also financing resources, investment also in the country. And the physical investment, I just given one example, I mean, some examples, buying tractors, improving irrigation systems, improving livestock sector. All these are what we call physical investment. And then you have financing sources, which are government spending, foreign aid, foreign direct investment, and so on and so forth. Now, the data collection strategy in the countries usually is not very much what it should be in many countries, how to collect data concerning this investment so that we can plan better. Can get the information about what we are doing, what we can do. So FAO is helping countries to benchmark, you know, their data system in investment so that they can even be able to compare, you know, with other countries as well. So this is one of the priorities that was identified by the member countries, you know, in collaboration with FAO. But before this work is taken up, we need to discuss, we need country to discuss, to tell FAO, whether this is important and what can it be and where can be the new direction to take.
Moving on to sustainable livestock, that will also be discussed specifically about eradicating a very dangerous disease called peste petit ruminant. Why is that a priority issue?
Yes, when we talk about Petit Ruminant, we are talking about sheep, we are talking about goats, which are very important for the livelihood. And this disease is a pest. It's a disease that destroys most of this livestock. And the cost is very, very high. So based on the experience that FAO and partners have had with the eradication of rinderpest, to use this experience to apply to other important diseases, and FAO will actually see how to coordinate the effort of countries, of regions, so that together we could to eradicate this. People have been working on PPR so far, but that's been in a very ad hoc basis. There is no coordination, and the effort, the result is not really significant. So this is the strategy for us for the next 10, 15 years, hoping that we'll get the same result that we got with rinderpest.
Finally, what's very interesting to me is the terminology being used in many of these new programs and policy papers that have been submitted to the committee. Terms like holistic approaches to agriculture and sustainable agriculture are being emphasized, and they're being developed now into programs rather than just being seen as concepts to be considered. What does that say about how the global agricultural sectors are evolving and FAO's approach to work in food security?
Yes. Okay. This is one of the global strategy of FAO today, to try to tackle the problem of agricultural development as an holistic approach, because agriculture goes from genetic resources to seeds and seed sector issues to production issues to post-harvest issues, including losses and waste after post-harvest, and to transformation and consumption. All these are linked. Okay. There is a connection between agriculture and aquaculture. There is a connection between agriculture and forestry. So, you know, if you want to really develop agriculture in a very sustainable way, you have to embrace all this and see how you can improve your productivity, but take into account the social issues that will be there and take into account the services of the ecosystems. So that's why the discussion on sustainable production and sustainable food system is going to be a very important discussion and going to be a new paradigm of agricultural development. And we hope that the members of COAG, that it's a mix of decision makers with technicians and technical people, that will be able to come up with a recommendation that will impact FAO's work in the years to come. This year, we have the record participation of ministers and high-level delegates. So that means countries are more and more interested in agriculture development on the new strategy of FAO, and they are spending and they are also investing for other countries. And I hope that we'll have very important debate. And from there, COAG will continue to drive the mandate, the agriculture agenda of FAO.